Everybody, this is Gene Mack, and I'm coming to you on Blog Talk Radio. And we're representing Comfest Radio, and Comfest Radio is part of the Comfest Global Community Film Festival. Tonight we got a lot of sports to talk about, and we might and we will have a special guest for you. But to start off with, I want to say time is closing fast on the film festival, and we hope everyone will be able to get out in September between the 12th and the 15th on Front Street at the Rainbow Cinema and watch some of the great films that they are now reviewing and bringing into the show. If you don't know what ComFest Global is about, it's a film festival that talks about social and cultural issues in our society, both nationally, internationally, globally, whole nine yards. Well, let's get into some sports tonight. We had a lot of things going on in sports this week. It sort of rings true about sports being a global adventure. All over the world, we got things going on. And the French Open was won this year by Serena Williams, who took Sharapova to task and won actually quite easily. And Nadal wins his eighth French Open and his 12th Slam. Nadal played Furrier, and it was no contest. Nadal is truly the king of clay. Serena won her 16th Slam, and she has now won every slam at least twice. And if you don't know the slams, it's Wimbledon, the U.S. Open, the Australian Open, and the French Open. So not only was the tennis circle having one of their big tournaments, this week coming up, we got the U.S. Open. And that's one of the slams that is prominent in sports. Another big prominent win was Palace Malice, who won the final leg of the Big Three, the Belmont Stakes, the Preakness, and the Kentucky Derby. And by the way, Oxbow finished second and finished in the top three in each and every race. So he might be the best horse in the whole group. For those of you who haven't been paying close attention this week, a Canadian by the name of Adonis Stevenson beat Chad Dawson for the WBC light heavyweight title. Now, it's been a long time since a Canadian has held a title. So now we got someone to cheer in the boxing ring. He took Dawson to task and beat him handily and won quite easily, actually. Oh, big news on the front in France. Usain Bolt handed out the French Open trophy to Nadal, but he also lost to Gatlin in Europe, and it's the first time he's lost in a while. So is Usain taking a little time off? Is he training properly? What's going on? You don't expect the greatest sprinter in the last 10 years to lose at all, but he did lose, and we'll keep up with farther events concerning that. Bolt is probably the best sprinter that we've had in the last 20 years, and to see him go down in defeat, although it was close, it's not something that we see every day. Concerning the U.S. Open, getting all of the sports that aren't in the top three out of the way, because we got some things about football, basketball, baseball, and hockey that we're going to talk about later on. In the first two rounds, Tiger will be paired with Rory McIlroy and Adam Scott, the winner of the Masters Championship this year. And everyone knows that Adam Scott's caddy was Tiger's former caddy, and they don't get along too well. He and Steve haven't gotten along since Steve was let go. But the pairing will be over the first two rounds, and hopefully they'll stay paired together because they'll be at the top of the leaderboard. We had a lot of other really big things going on in sports. Tim Tebow signed with the New England Patriots. Can you imagine the New England Patriots taking Tim Tebow? Interesting. Well, I know he'll get a chance to play his former team, the New York Jets, twice this year at least, and maybe again in a playoff, but you never know. I always thought Tebow got a bad deal in New York with the Jets, and not that he's the greatest quarterback since Johnny Unitas, but the fact is he went to the playoffs. He directed Denver Broncos into the playoffs, and he played quite well when he was in the playoffs. So we'll see. I got a feeling that he's going to be used by Belichick in a really good, positive manner there in New England, and he's going to be part of a team, and they're going to like him because the big story in New England is always Belichick and Brady. Tom Brady. Everybody else is just a piece of the puzzle. Oh, this week in the CFL, we've had a few things happen. Ottawa got their new name, and it's Red Blacks. I don't know. What do you think? I don't know. The Ottawa Red Blacks. Okay, the jersey is red, and the jersey is black, so they're the Red Blacks. Is that gibberish or what? I don't know. It'll have to grow on because right now it's not the kind of thing that I jump up and say, wow, you did a great job. If I would have had a rant this week, which I don't, and the reason I don't is because I got a special guest that's going to be coming on for the next few shows, and we're going to talk about a various amount of things. Some of them will probably surprise you. But in baseball, we were talking about Yasiel Puig. He's been the most exciting rookie to hit the scene since Willie Mays. And all of you who don't know who Willie Mays is, don't worry about it. He was probably one of the greatest players that ever played. He hit for power. He had speed, stole bases, hit for average, was probably the best fielder in baseball when he was in his prime. And even after his prime, he still could go get the ball. He had an excellent arm, so he was all in all probably the most exciting player to watch. But anyway, Puig had another great week. And last night, the Diamondback pitcher, Kennedy, hits him in the face with the baseball. Oh, my goodness. He wasn't seriously hurt, so that's a good thing. So Kennedy, after doing that, and the Dodgers retaliated and hit one of the Diamondback players, and then Kennedy goes up and hits the other pitcher in the head. Whoa. I don't know where he's coming from, but there are going to be some suspensions handed out. And Kennedy's got to get a grip, or somebody's going to take him to the woodshed. Back in the day, if it had been a few other players, they would have charged the mound with the bat and straightened that out, you know. And sometimes you got to do that. Now, talking about violence in baseball and bad actors and personalities that don't lend a positive reinforcement to the game. Everybody's been talking about Jose Bautista. Now, this was going to be my rant, but I'm going to leave it alone. But Jose Bautista is supposed to be a leader with the Toronto Blue Jays. And if so, what kind of leader is he? Is he the reason that Brett Laurie acts like he does on the field? Because if Jose can do it, I can do it. Is that the kind of leadership that he's exhibiting? I'm thinking it's close to being that kind of leadership. Because Jose Bautista is a great player. He's my favorite Blue Jay, to be honest with you. I like to watch him play. I like his hustle. I like his effort. I like how he's a part of the game, and he does so many things well. He's got speed. He catches the ball well. He throws the ball excellently. And when he's got his mind on it, he even hits for average. You know, I think all of Jay's swings are too long. That's the reason they hit so many home runs. You know, they generate so much power. They need to shorten up some of those swings and get on base. And besides, early in the year, I talked about how bad Adam Lynn was and how he just wasn't doing the job. I eat crow today. This is my first day of crow eating because Adam Lynn has come out and had a sterling season. He's playing really, really well, and we all should be happy that he is playing as well as he is, because without Adam Lynn and his multiple hit games and his tying hits in late innings, we would be in trouble. And we're still in a little bit of trouble. But we're playing 500 now, but we've been 10 games behind since April, since the end of April. So we went all the way through May, and all we did was play 500. If we're going to catch up with the rest of the Eastern Division, we've got to play 650, 700 baseball. And for those of you who don't know what that is, that's six or seven out of every 10 games we got to win. If we don't do that, we are in trouble. So we'll be watching the Blue Jays to see what they're doing. And we will join all other people who want the Jays to play well and say, let's sort of do all our karmatic influence point towards Jose Bautista and say, Jose, calm down. Get a break. You don't strike out regardless if it's a bad call or not, and then turn around and start throwing your equipment on the field. Is that where Brett Laurie got that, throwing equipment on the field? Although he did it much sneakier than you did and said, oh, I didn't know that's what I was doing. And I was just mad and I was taking off my equipment because I was going back into the field. Get a grip. Jose, get a grip. Brett, you know, nobody wants to see that. And anybody who does want to see it, I worry about them. I would try to get them to a physician, a mental physician, as soon as possible. Okay, that's enough about baseball. Now, there are a few things going on in football, and then we're going to go on to what's really important is hockey and basketball. And baseball, one of the things that really concerned me this week was Goodell thinks the Redskin is not a derogatory name, and the name will continue to be used by the Washington team. And to that I say, you done lost your mind. If Redskin is not derogatory to the entire North American Indian nation, who is it derogatory to? And because there's so few of them, maybe only 2% of the populace in North America, in the United States of America, not necessarily in North America, probably about 10 or 15% in Canada are Aboriginal Canadians. But in America, only about 2% of the population is Indian and or has a heritage or a background that would have a parent or grandparent or whatever would be Indian. They are upset about it. It hurts them. Someone said today, a sportscaster said today, or a sports reporter said today, it's akin to calling blacks the N-word. And it is, because I'm a Texan, and I am, my heritage is Indian and black. And I know how disappointing it is when I hear the word redskin. You know, it's been used derogatorily in movies throughout the decades. And then they turn around and say, well, it's fine now. Who's determining it's fine? Goodell? What the hell does he know about it? And who cares what he thinks? Oh, I know the owners care what he thinks, but I think he cares what the owners have decided they want to do. And he definitely gave a peace pipe to Snyder, who is the team owner of the Washington Redskins. And I know Snyder thinks it's great. Well, I think it's terrible. But that's neither here nor there. They need to revisit that decision. Now, getting into hockey real quick. Tonight, the finals for the Stanley Cup start, and it'll be the Chicago Blackhawks. Another Indian name, but Blackhawk is not near as rude, crude, and replaceable as Redskins. But anyway, the Chicago Blackhawks and the Boston Bruins start tonight the finals of the Stanley Cup playoffs. And my money is going to be on Chicago, although I feel they are a slight underdog. I picked them early, and I'm going to pick them often. You know, I still think Chicago has the better hockey team because they can play more than one style of hockey. The Bruins play one style of hockey, and that is beat them up, kick them out, knock them down. Okay, has the run-and-gun penguin style gone by the wayside? It sure doesn't work in the playoffs. You know, Crosby, Malkin, Neal, Letang look good in September to April. But in the playoffs, they are a luxury, not necessarily an asset. They look good until they got to a team that played the hard grinding style. By the way, kudos go out to the young man, the Bruin Campbell, who played on a broken leg to finish his shift. It was Bon S. For those of you who don't know who I'm talking about, Bobby Bon, who played with the Leafs, played on a broken foot in the 60s, and they won a cup. He scored the winning goal. But it's a question of thought. Does the Penguin style have to change? I don't know. You send me some email stuff on that. Okay, we're going to talk about basketball right now. Enough has been said about the finals in basketball is San Antonio versus Miami. Miami won by 19 the other night, and last night San Antonio won by 35. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, 35. That was a whooping, the worst whooping I've ever seen in professional basketball in a playoff game. It was like they were standing on the railroad tracks and a freight train going downhill ran over them. Man, I'm telling you, they were still looking for pieces today. But, you know, hey, LeBron James might have something to say to you about that. This will determine if he is one of the top five players to ever play, because he's got to come back from that. You don't take, your team doesn't take a whooping like that and take it easily and politely and don't recover or answer the bell. But we'll see. Meanwhile, in basketball, we've got a quandary going on in Denver. George Karl just got fired by Denver. And your jury, their former general manager, is now managing the Raptors. So what do you think's going on in Denver? They played so well. They had 57 wins this last year. But I'm not going to worry about Denver very much because I realize one thing. We don't have a good team either. But we'll hope that things change around. Now, one thing I want to remind you, and then we're going to get to our special guest tonight. Yes, we do have a guest. Is the global tour around the world of sports that we try to bring to you every night or every Wednesday night. And it's brought to you on behalf of ComFest Global Community Film Festival. And we've got a film festival coming up this September between the 12th and the 15th at the Rainbow Cinema. And we hope everyone comes out and watches it. And there's going to be some really interesting movies coming up. and I've been told about a few of them, and we might even have some, well, I know we're going to have some celebrity presenters to inform you about what the movie is to introduce you to the movie before they're being shown. So you got to come out. You might meet someone that you really wanted to meet, and you might get a few autographs. Okay, tonight I'm going to bring to you a young man by the name of Corey Boyd. All of you know Corey. He was a former Argonaut running back. He led the league in rushing in 2011. He led the CFL in rushing in 2011. And he was leading the league in 2012 when he was traded. He was traded to the Edmonton Eskimos. And in 5 seconds, we're going to bring to you Corey. And I hope you enjoy what we're going to talk about, but he's going to be on more than one show, so we will ask some questions. By the way, send your questions in, and we will ask them the next time he's on, because he's going to be on a few shows. Evening, Corey. It's a pleasure to have you here on the show. What we want to ask you, your very first question is, how are you doing and what you're doing right now?
I'm blessed and gifted always, living a peaceful life, training very, very hard to get myself back on the field, which is my sanctuary, and also learning the ropes of being a new businessman, starting my own business, CB3 Performance Incorporated. It's a mentoring and sports fitness business that I'm trying to bring more awareness to fitness to kids, also teaching them about, you know, the importance of staying in school, taking care of their bodies, and just being a big brother to them as much as I can to teach them how to be professional athletes in training.
Well, can you give us a bit more information about that? How does one get in touch with you in order to get involved in your organization, or who are you involved with right now? Do you have an email, a Facebook, a blog, and all of that?
Oh, I definitely have a Facebook. It's KingBoyd03 or KingBoyd. On Twitter, it's also KingBoyd03. My email is BoydCJ2003@yahoo.com. The business website is CB3Performance.com. It's still in the works. It can always get better. I'm always trying to better myself. Instagram, I'm definitely on Instagram, also is KingBoyd03. Just trying to bring royalty to everyone. We all are kings and queens of oneself. That's why everything is KingBoyd03. Or you can, you know, just check me out on those sites, and, you know, we can converse there, and other details will be sent out as much as possible.
Well, I've seen you in action in your new company and your new business, and I know how much you are appreciated by both the parents and the children and the kids or the people you're mentoring. What do you think your opportunities are for playing again in the up-and-coming season, or is your business taking up all your time? Are you training?
Oh, I'm always training. Training is a lifestyle. That's something I also teach my kids. This is not something that you do. It's a lifestyle. And I know from speaking with you at the event this past weekend, you know, you also gave me great insight that this shouldn't be like work. It should be, you know, fun. It should be a part of your life. And just to hear you say that, that gave me great encouragement in knowing that I'm on the right path and doing the right thing. So, you know, I just train as much as I can. Throughout the day, I work with my clients from 12 o'clock to about 11 o'clock at night. And from there, I just go into my own training from about 12 in the morning to about 2 or 3 in the morning. And that's my time where I can have peace, tranquility, and I try to, you know, focus on, you know, when the next opportunity will come. And preparation loves success. And the same is reverse. Success loves preparation. That's one of my slogans for my business, you know. And the more that you prepare, when the opportunity comes, may the good Lord bless me with another opportunity, I'll be ready.
Well, that sounds great. We're going to come back in just a moment, people, and we're going to have more of Corey Boyd. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to impress upon you the importance of staying with us the next few weeks, because we're going to have a lot of guests, Corey being one of them, but I've got a few more things up my sleeve, and we're going to have some important guests and some guests that might have a lot of things to say, both about what's going on in sports and what's going on with sports personalities and sports figures. They will come from all areas of the sporting world, both as players and managers and so forth. But I want you to remember that you are the best possible determinant of what kind of show we have. If you want something, we'll go out and find it. If you ask me a question, I'll try to find the answer to it. If it's something that's self-explanatory, I will give you my opinion. Now, we're going to have a really good series going on in NHL tonight, and we want everybody who is a sports fan to watch this series, because the first game will determine how long it's going to go and who is the favorite after the first game. If Chicago can impress upon the Boston Bruins their will and get up and down the ice, well, then Chicago will have a good chance of winning this series and becoming Stanley Cup champions again. If Boston can move the puck well enough to get out of their zone and put some pressure on Crawford, then Crawford, I feel, is not going to withstand a barrage or an entourage that is so strong that it requires superior goaltending. I don't know that Tuukka Rask can even put on a superior goaltending performance. I do know that our own Toronto Maple Leafs took him to task on more than one occasion by scoring enough goals, a lot more than Pittsburgh, by the way, scoring enough goals to win at least three games. So you never can tell. It's going to be an important series, and the most important game sometimes in a series is the very first game and the very first goal. So it's going to be really a great series, and I hope it goes seven. And I hope we get a lot of entertainment value out of it, because if it's a clunker like the Pittsburgh series, I'll have nothing to do on off nights. And if Miami doesn't recover, I'll have nothing to do on off nights, unless the Blue Jays are playing well, which I hope they will continue to at least play .500. It's been a pleasure being with you tonight, and I'm going to ask Corey a few more questions, but I'm going to have him in-house live, hopefully in the next few weeks. That was over the phone, and he had things to do, so there were only a few questions I could ask him, because he has to get back to his work and his new job. It's been a pleasure being with you tonight, as always, and I want you to remember September the 12th through 15th, is the Comfest Global Community Film Festival. And I hope you all come out. It's in the St. Lawrence Market area. And those of you who have been down here the last couple of weeks know we have Wolfstock and a lot of other things going on from week to week. There's always something, and you'll enjoy the area. For years, I've lived in Toronto, and I want everyone to know globally it's one of the most beautiful cities in the world, and there's so much to do. And I'm glad to be a part of the film festival, and I hope to see you out. And you might be surprised. There'll be a few other community and celebrity national and international stars. So come out, have a good time, and I hope you have a good evening tonight. And go out somewhere and watch some sports and enjoy yourself, because it's going to be a great, great, great evening for watching sports and being involved in sports. Good night.